So the lights are up, I guess. Still a minute early, I see over there, but almost time. So the last talk, the last meditation, but hopefully just for this retreat. Hopefully you had some nice, inspiring experiences that encourage you to keep going. Also at home, to find time, to find space, to develop a beautiful and still mind so that you can see the beauty in other people, in the world, and also in yourself. Don't know if any of you might have wondered on the timetable. You might have seen there is kind of like a little picture at the end, a little kind of film strip, kind of comic strip, and that's what I actually wanted to talk about in this last session before we do a guided metta meditation together. So when I was staying at Newbury, don't know, maybe already 2 years ago or so, it was a nice sunny day. Can't remember if it was summer and winter, because up there you're in the mountains on, I think, 800 meters above sea level. So it does actually get quite cold, even though it is summer at times. So summers are quite pleasant over there. And winters can be a bit cold, though. So it was one of those nice days, and I was sitting in my hut in the forest and just looking out the window. And I saw this huge sparkle out there. And it wasn't just, you know, a little kind of sparkle. It was just this huge light, basically, that I found quite interesting, which was coming from the ground. And, you know, I walk up and down that area a lot, and there wasn't anything there. It was just a piece of road that was basically glowing, that was basically sparking. So I got outside of my kuti, and then it kind of disappeared. So I went in front of my window, and there it was again. So I started walking towards that big sparkle, walking towards that big light. And when I came to the spot where it actually came from, there used to be a film set on the grounds of this monastery. I don't know if some of you are familiar with The Man from Snowy River, it was called. It's a film that was done, almost 40 years ago now. And they had the film set on the property of Newbury Buddhist Monastery, but it had to be taken down. But there were always, you know, a few bits and pieces left. And one of those bits and pieces that was left was one little shard of glass that was just lying on that gravel road there. And because the light was shining on it exactly from the right angle, and I was sitting in my hut behind my window at the exact right time and on the right angle as well, it actually really sparkled and was very, very beautiful. And that's what kind of reminded me how practice can work as well. So when we have a still and peaceful mind, when our mind is exactly in the right place, then something which is really tiny and small, and is insignificant actually, and it's even a bit sharp and unpleasant, like this little shard of glass, it can emanate this beautiful light. And when we have a still and peaceful mind, then we're also able to watch something for a longer period of time, and as it were, kind of turn it in our hands, to look at it from different angles until we get just the right angle where we actually get this sparkle, where we get this light emanating from it. And I hope that we can take that into our day-to-day lives with us, so that we can get into situations in our lives that might actually be difficult or unpleasant or not really beautiful. But if we are patient, if we're kind, if we are still enough, then we can turn the object around and have a mind which is radiant itself. And then that will start to glow. So it reminded me of, again, the time I had with my mother in Switzerland. When you're with a person who is old and sick, their appearance is not so appealing, let's put it that way. There isn't really kind of the beauty that we would talk about or that the world would perceive. But I shared in my talk at the BSV that I was going through the family photos and that I was remembering, you know, the whole life of that person who was in front of me and the whole life that I was able to spend with that person in front of me. And through that process and through the kindness of just being there and caring for that being, that beauty was shining through the appearance that wasn't that appealing. I found it quite interesting as well when I reflected on this later. I took a few pictures during this time as well, and I just happened to take my phone out and went through those pictures. And maybe for 10 seconds when I saw one of those pictures, something inside of me was shocked. Because, of course, the person looks tired, the person looks, you know, like people look when they're dying. But then the mind remembered, and the shock and the unpleasantness disappeared. Because the beauty that I developed during that time and the beauty that I saw kind of came back into my mind and I remembered. And the other thing that I find quite beautiful or that I thought about and it makes really sense to me in this is when we practice in this way and when we see the beauty shining through from another person or from a situation in life or from nature or from another being, what we are seeing is the reflection of the beauty within ourselves, of the beauty of our own minds. So I hope that we can learn and we can appreciate to see that beauty and to remember that it is a reflection of our own goodness, of our own beauty, of our own beautiful mind. So those were a few words on that little artwork in the back there. And you might have also seen that sometimes life seems dull and life seems really dark. And that's the first picture in those frames there. And I just put, you know, the Aussie saying, beauty mate. And to just apply maybe a bit of humor or maybe what you've learned here and then learn to transform. Learn to see that light slowly form and become strong and become radiant. And then the beauty mate becomes more and more beautiful in terms of that the writing becomes the correct spelling. And then all that is left is beauty towards the end. And then even that beauty fades into the background. So that's kind of a little description about that little artwork, if you want to call it that. So what we have practiced during this weekend retreat together will naturally flow into your lives and will naturally flow into the people and the lives around you now that you go back into your day-to-day world. But it's always good to also consciously remember it, to remember the effort we put in, because it's not always easy to be in an environment like this, to also remember the good things that have happened to us, and when we remember them and then share them, then they kind of double. We get much, much more out of it. And that's one of the things that we forget in this world so often. And that's the beautiful quality of mudita, of having rejoicing. We rejoice in the goodness in other people and out in the world, but we also rejoice in our own goodness, in our own happiness, in our own minds. And then we share that with other beings. And that's what we basically do in metta meditation and what we will be doing together. So we share it with ourselves, we share it with all the people that have shared this retreat with us here, but we also share it with all the beings out there. As far as the energy and the strength of our own hearts can reach. And that goes out into the world. That goes out into the far corners of this globe. So I'm sure it's not just for myself, but also for yourself, that there will be people out there somewhere on this planet, or not on this planet anymore because they have passed away, that you wish to share this goodness with. And that's what we will be doing together in this guided meditation. Okay, that's a few words of introduction. Let's get comfortable for the last meditation together. And one of the beautiful things with the last meditation as well is sometimes when people think they didn't get any moment of peace during the retreat, which I'm sure didn't happen. You had some moments here and there. But anyway, they kind of felt it's not working. So now is the time to give up because it hasn't worked. And then it actually might work. There is some people who have experiences of sitting in meditation exactly at this time of a retreat, just killing time, just waiting to go pack your stuff if you haven't done already and get back into your life. And that's when it sometimes happens, because we don't expect it. I hope I haven't triggered your expectation with saying this. Okay, anyway, let's meditate together. So especially, I mean, with any meditation, I must say, but especially with a metta meditation, we want to be really kind and gentle with our bodies. So if you have found sitting on a chair to be more relaxing, to be more conducive, please carry on doing so. And you can also get up halfway through your meditation if you feel like, oh my goodness, shouldn't have sat down on the floor. No worries. Just find the closest chair to you and switch over silently and mindfully to a chair. Because when the body is comfortable and relaxed, that's when it is easy to let it go. And that's the whole point of meditation. Being able to let go of things. So as we have our eyes closed or half closed, whatever feels comfortable, just take a few deep breaths to arrive in the present moment. And then don't assume. Actually feel and ask your body how it feels. Is there anything, body, that I can do to make you feel more comfortable right now? And then listen and respond appropriately. And one way that I like to do every now and then to relax my own body might be called the metta shower. So I imagine taking a shower, taking a really nice, warm, relaxing shower. But like in the movie Matrix, I take this shower in slow motion. So I really have time to feel and to appreciate the warm water moving across my body. So I start from the top of my head, where the water impacts first. Warm, relaxing water. Just slowly starting to flow over the scalp. And really try to focus in and stay with the moving of that water over your skin. And feeling how it's refreshing and relaxing on the top of your head, all around, on the sides of your head, on the back of your head, slowly moving and warming and relaxing. Touching your ears. Touching your neck at the back, at the front, and on the sides. Warm water rolling, flowing down your neck and relaxing it deeply. And the same thing with your face. Starting from the forehead, over the eyes, the nose, and the cheeks. Down to your mouth and your chin. Warming and relaxing your whole face. And then also your shoulders, your shoulder blades, your chest, see if you can imagine, see if you can actually feel the relaxation slowly moving through your body like a wave all around your chest, a ring which is slowly, slowly flowing down, moving down, warming and relaxing. And when I have an object which moves, even though it moves very slowly, for some reason, it's easier for my mind to settle on it in the beginning, to stay with it, to feel it. So by now, you have probably reached your belly and your lower back. Have this kind, warm, relaxing water flow further downwards, all around, feeling it on your skin, feeling it warm your body, feeling it relaxing your body. Moving past the belly button, all the way down to your bottom, to your pelvis. And warming and relaxing. The area there. And then we carry on from the hips down the legs, if it's not too much you can do both legs at the same time, have this circle, have this wave of water slowly, smoothly make its way down your legs, warming them, soothing them, relaxing them. Maybe you can even feel the warmth. Feel the movement. Feel the relaxation and ease. Slowly, slowly move down on both sides of your legs. Coming up towards your knees. All around and across your knees. Down into the lower parts of your legs, your calves, your shins, like a circle, like a wave, moving down in slow motion. Warming and relaxing everything. And then eventually coming down to the ankles. Flowing all around and over the ankles into your heels, into the back of the foot, the soles of your feet, all the way into your toes. And water has this beautiful quality of being dynamic, of being flexible, of being soft. Allowing it to reach your feet and flow into the ground. Really appreciating and feeling, if that's what's happening for you, the warmth, the tingliness, the relaxation in your body. And if not, don't worry about it. Just stay with the imagination and stay kind. And see if you can somehow turn the object of your body around just a tiny little fraction. And then suddenly it might happen that you do feel something. Approach it from a slightly different angle. And then let us go back to our shoulders, to the arm sockets, and start there and allow the warm, relaxing water to flow down your arms all around. Slowly but steadily, making its way down along your arms. Relaxing, soothing. Warming. Until you eventually get to your elbows. Moving across your elbows. Into the lower parts of your hands. Sorry, your arms. Down, down, down. Feeling the warm, soft touch of the water. That refreshes, that relaxes, that warms. Into your wrists. And over your wrists. Into your hands, the palms, the backs, the fingers, from the base all the way into the tips. Warming, relaxing, and soothing. And then allow all the goodness from your own life, from keeping the precepts, from practicing meditation, from being kind, caring, to appear as a warm light in your heart. A warm golden light that opens up like a flower, opening its petals, opening your chest, and showing its beauty. And from the chest, radiating out, radiating up, radiating down, radiating to all sides, spreading its beauty. Spreading its light and its fragrance. And touching all the areas inside your skin that we have left out. The area around your chest, the bones and muscles in your arms, in your legs, all the organs in your belly and in your chest, your poor old brain that we make work so hard. Let them all just soak up this beautiful energy, this beautiful fragrance. Receive the joy, the happiness. Receive the acceptance. Receive the peace. And let it shine forth. Further across the boundary of your body into the world. if you could see this meditation hall from the top now, you would see a beautiful garden with many, many different types of flowers rearing their heads, opening their petals, and showing their beauty, showing their radiance, showing their goodness, and sharing it with the world. And if there are people now watching this, practicing with us over live stream across the whole globe, you have all these little flowers popping up all over the place on the map, rearing their heads, opening their petals, showing their beauty, spreading their fragrance. And radiating out into the world. Radiating up, radiating down, radiating and sharing to all sides, all around. Wishing all beings well. All humans or animals or spirits, all sentient beings. Filling the whole compound of Jhana Grove with beauty and fragrance and radiance. Sharing freely. To all the people who have helped to make this retreat possible, who have managed or taught, who have cooked or cleaned, who have brought food. Sharing our goodness. Sharing our kindness with them. And then radiating further as far as the power and strength of our hearts and of our minds can reach. So that this beautiful energy is radiated out into all the villages around, into the whole state onto the whole continent. Across the oceans, across the skies, joining force with all the people who are practicing and sharing their goodness in this world. Until this energy envelops the whole planet. If only all beings could see their own beauty, could see the beauty in the world, and could share it with each other. Then this world would be a different place. And then allow this energy to fall back onto yourself and allow this beautiful flower to close its petals and to rest in your heart, knowing that it is there, knowing that if we care for it, if we shine the light of kindness on it, then it will open its petals again to show its beauty whenever we need it. Please, always when you meditate, when we come towards the end of a meditation, feel into your body, feel into your mind, and appreciate the peace, the silence, the relaxation. Any amount. The more we appreciate it, the more we nourish it. And to finish off this meditation before you gently open your eyes, I will chant the reflection on universal well-being one more time to share the merits with all beings. May I abide in well-being, in freedom from affliction, in freedom from hostility, in freedom from ill will, in freedom from anxiety, and may I maintain well-being in myself. May everyone abide in well-being, in freedom from hostility, in freedom from ill will, in freedom from anxiety, and may they maintain well-being in themselves. May all beings be released from all suffering, and may they not be parted from the good fortune they have attained. When they act upon intention, all beings are the owners of their action and inherit its results. Their future is born from such action, companion to such action, and its results will be their home. All actions with intention, be they skillful or harmful, of such acts, they will be theirs. And that is also a little blessing from us to finish off this weekend retreat that we could share together. But the real blessing is the blessing that we all bring into the world through being beautiful beings and seeing the beauty in others. Okay. That's it. You want to say something?
I just keep it simple. So it's quite enjoyable to be able to practice together. Because I think it's been quite a long time since myself and Venerable Bodhidharma is able to practice in the community and the group again. But due to COVID, we missed that opportunity. So now we have the great opportunity to basically practice and share Dharma together. So the world is very uncertain, and sometimes it can be very dark. So when the world is dark, full of confusion, always remember, instead of complaining about the world, we always light a candle of compassion, loving kindness and wisdom in one's heart. So yeah, even if things are dark, instead of complaining about what's happening in the world, we always light a candle of hope and brightness within our heart and within our mind. Okay, thank you.
Yes, so please have a good journey back home. And I understand that there is a little bit more cleaning up to do. And then there is a cup of tea for the people who wish to stay back and have a cup of tea. If you feel like staying quiet and going slow and just going back home, please do so. If you want to have a chat, you can, of course, chat to other people, and you can also have a chat with us. We will be sticking around for a little while.